Warning. This show features action, violence, strong language, and best of all, explicit adult content. Listen up, kiddies. We all like to immerse ourselves in stories we wouldn't actually want happening to ourselves, right? Whether it features intergalactic dogfights, facing off with cyberpunk crime bosses, or fighting parasitic aliens. Our show is a safe space to indulge in sexy fantasies. The events are entirely fictional, featuring themes that blur the lines of consent and only occasionally cross them. We encourage you to exercise discretion, dear listener, and approach our content with an open mind as we handle it as ethically as we can. For detailed content warnings, please visit yukiassassin.com/content advisory. Now with that out of the way, we hope you enjoy Yuki Space Assassin. Yuki, Space Assassin. Episode 1. The Slave Girl. Hey there. How you doing? Going about your day, am I right? Minding your own sweet business? Never paying much mind to the folks around you, and definitely, absolutely, not giving two shits about what happens above your head. And I don't just mean in the skies, sweet pea. I mean out there. Way out there. Because out there, kiddies, it's a wild universe. Whether you're out to sink your feet into the warm sands of adowering beaches, marvel at the great towers of Silveria, or peruse whatever sticky contraband you can dig up in the markets of Pagos, there's always bigger and smarter things out there that'll give you a taste. It's no place for us little sapies from Earth, who until superlight technology came along thought we were all that mattered. You can stay in the Terran systems if you like looking at plain human faces and plain human bodies. If you only feel safe in that comfortable moral and social playground that you've known since you were a kid. But if you dare it, if you've got the guts, I want to take you on a trip beyond all that. The Territories, year 2669. Thousands of species, city planets under the rule of kindly alliances and harsh empires. No two travelers can come out here and share the same experience in their lifetime. It's lawless, barbaric, and filled with every kind of fun there is.
Yeah, shake it, baby! Starlight girls, huh? Submissive by nature. Hey, Tuvok! I want this one set up to the lounge.
Thanks, but my manager won't let...
I wasn't asking you, whore. Now, one way or another, I'm gonna paint that cute blue ass white with cum.
No, let me go!
Oh, I don't think so, baby. Come here, you little tease. I'm gonna...
It's okay, hun. I'm free.
I'm kinda busy here. I wanna teach this one a lesson.
Actually, boss, he's real cute. This sapie's got more ass than a Bavari geisha. Why are you so dressed, girl?
Oh, this old thing. This is my uniform. See, I'm on duty doing a little headhunting.
Wait, I know that voice.
Hey, Apollo. Been a while.
How the fuck? Shoot it! Get me the fuck out!
I've got you, boss.
He's getting away.
Got him.
Dancer, track his speeder.
Damn, we're safe.
Fuck you, we're safe! Take me to my ship!
But boss, there's no way she...
Idiots! Take me to the fucking dock or I'll feed your balls to a mother!
Ah, the city nights. The wind blowing in my hair. The smell of smoke and sweat and thruster fuel. Glamorous yet dangerous locales with a good chance of death. This is what I live for.
He's on the hood! Shoot that bitch down!
Why don't you, boss?
When will you boys give a girl a break? Now, kiddies, I know you've never seen me move. But trust me when I say I flipped off the hood with the grace and flexibility of an Iconian dancer, my grav boots absorbing the fall as I strike the pavement, bent low in a pose, ready to strike.
Oh, she's still here! Get out!
Fuck me! Fuck me!
No thanks, though I do love a man with money. And you, baby? You're worth 50,000 credits. 45 dead.
You can... Fuck! Oh, fuck! Look, it's your pal, sweetie. Neighbor, put down the blaster pistols. You want money? Tell me what you want!
Right now, all I really want is to see your head go boom.
Oh, fuck!
Thanks. Dancer, send the pic to Garjo. Message, having a blast. Let me know when the rest of the reward gets deposited. I'm a bounty hunter. The best. You don't see a lot of sapies in my field without a shitload of augmentations. Some of my earlier employers called it a disadvantage. I disagree. I think being a weak, non-threatening little human is exactly what's kept me alive all this time. And I've had a lot of experience staying alive. I started out fending for myself as an orphan on the streets of Firaxis V, after half my colony was slaughtered by pirates. What? Did you think I was gonna have one of those happy upbringings? Come on, get real. When I was old enough, I joined the Star Corps. Killed a lot of Camaxian pogs in my time. And after I got bored with being a tool for the feds, I decided to use my talents for me. I took some... preference, you could say, for killing pirates and gangsters. It's been fun so far, but after blowing up Crime Lord Zagata's luxury cruiser, I turned a few heads. My prices got higher. But between you and me, not high enough. I need to prove what I already know. So that's why I went to the territories, to the savage systems. That's where the real kicks are anyway. Where the drinks are strong, the streets are violent, and where the men play rough.
Coming at you live, the latest news from the Allied Galactica to the front lines of the Empire Treaty Zone. I'm Angelina Jacob Legenia.
And I'm Joe. For our first story, Alliance forces have entirely withdrawn from the Agapara Moon outpost. Effective immediately, the Cruxac siege on this little planet looks to be undeterred.
It's like the Agapara system comes last in the priorities of the Galactic Federation.
Poor little Agaparons. Last known readings indicate a massive invasion on that peaceful little planet to make slaves of the humanoid population.
Now, coming up next, we've all been taught basic Quarrel's Furlong speech, but have we been interpreting it wrong this whole time? Could the mass genocide have all been over a misunderstanding?
Dancers, pause.
Yes, Yuki.
the Darian steamed noodles.
I have compiled notes on your newest bounty.
Shoot.
Sadorum Felicius Gonagoras, K-Chulug, Dictator of the Chulug, Gamraha, Kruziak, Marazi, Narn, and Sorek systems, as well as the megastructure, Star of Misery. He resides in a grand palace where he hosts a variety of slave auctions, gladiator tournaments, and orgies for his guests.
Scummy, but he knows how to party.
This assignment comes with considerable risk. King Sadorum rules the largest pirate and slaving organizations beyond the Treaty Zone. Alliance intervention is not allowed beyond the Treaty Zone.
Since when have they been of help? I'm on my own, Dancer. Always have been.
There is also word of Sadorum's punishments.
Wouldn't be a mission for Yuki if the stakes weren't high.
Your balance is sufficient with our current clientele. What would you do with the reward of 50 billion Alliance credits?
Maybe buy you a body? It gets awfully lonely here sometimes.
Confirmed. You have self-stimulated 29% more often since you've terminated your coupling with Kaos Pragma.
Say that name again and I'm moving you into my vibrator. Got it?
Confirmed, Yuki.
Love ya.
Super light jump successful.
Log entry 0212. Katabasa. A real shithole of a planet beyond the Federation Treaty Zone. A burning hellscape and a breeding ground. In some cases, literally. Harboring pirates, slavers, gangs, and all the most depraved beings in the galaxy. What draws all these nasty critters from the far corners of the stars? What draws anyone anywhere? Maybe they're just looking to have a good time. And on Katabasa, the hottest place in town is the palace of the ruler. The illustrious, green, and disgustingly fat King Sadorum. The architecture's tall and gaunt. The whole place is trafficked with illegally modified ships. Everywhere you look, there are billboards for slave brothels and blood games, just in case you didn't get the hint about this place already. Massive pyres light a path leading out of the city to a landing strip, stuck in front of a pyramid structure. That would be Sadorum's palace. But if you think I've planned to just waltz in there unprepared, you'd be wrong. I'm a good little girl, and I do my homework. Everything points to Sadorum being the biggest bastard in the whole goddamn verse. And me? Oh, I'm coming in to say hi. And to put a bullet right between his eyes.
We are approaching the main palace. You are being hailed.
Really? I haven't even seized the throne yet.
Yuki?
Okay, just keep it casual. Patch him through. Yeah.
You are approaching the palace of King Sadorum the First, ruler of Katabasa, Chulug, Kruziak, Marazi, Narn, and Sorek. Destroyer of the Tangreda star system, slaver of the Narns, and keeper of the Star of Misery. Welcome. How can we help you?
I'd like to enter your illustrious lord's palace.
Business or pleasure?
Pleasure, please. I've at my own leisure to see his royal majesty in the flesh.
You are clear for docking.
Thanks.
Approaching planet.
I step into the halls leading to the main party chamber of the palace, buried in a hot and heavy crowd of tentacles, slime-exuding insects, and hulking amphibioids, all just looking for a good time. It's quite a place. Don't get me wrong, kitten. I'm not afraid of Sadorum. I've seen his kind. Though the rumors about his harem are looking to be true. I can see them now. Some of them on platforms. All of them once proud, independent women.
dressed down in the tawdry bijou of slave girls. See, his girls aren't just hot, because just being hot doesn't cut it anymore for Big Green. Now that ugly son of a bitch needs princesses, activists, warriors, enemies. Each and every one a trophy to Sodoran. Their defeat, their shame, and their humiliation as they entertain his guests naked or close to it. Just the cherry on top for his own insatiable lust. The ones that I guess you could call lucky enough to be working the dance floor are flirting and showing off for all the scum people in Sodoram's citizenry. And for special VIP scum, he shares the girls in private rooms and rentable suites. Ahead of the line, I see two armored Kruzak guards, beefy red cyclopeans gripping spears in their muscled arms. One of them. Oh, he's pointing my way. My leather garb clings tightly to my athletic frame, culling my double D's and pert ass, so really can't blame a guy for stopping to look, but if they stop me for real, there's too many bodies between me and Sodoran not to make a mess. Hey, boys.
You there. Stand by for scan.
Oh, Kruzak. Poor, simple bastards. Thanks, boys. It's been fun.
Check out that ass. Come here. Yes. You enjoy Master's cock, my pet.
Oh, yes, Master. Oh, I live to service you and your mighty cock.
In this salacious hell, wall to wall with flaming pyres and dancing slave girls, I seek the man on top of it all. The one with everything to show shouldn't be hard to find, right? And found him I have, right at the top of the platform, lounging on a dais of satin and velvet. He's a mountain of green-orange flesh spilling out of a golden robe, his blubbery hand coiled around the leash of his favorite slave girl. Princess Kiranaya of the Agapara, the pride and joy of her royal family. She was kidnapped as a hostage in their war against Sodoram and trained to be his favorite sex toy. Now she's laying in his bed, presented for all to see. A symbol for his conquest, a trophy, a perverted joke. Don't you worry your peachy ass, sweetheart. I'm here to save you. I look around for a good place to take the shot. The details of his syphilitic skin become clear as I saunter closer to his elevated throne of pillows and pretty comforts. His big orange eyes are devouring the dance of a blue-skinned slave, his tongue dancing over his moist green lips. As I approach his filth, my gaze drifts to the best-looking thing in sight, Kira. And my, what a trophy she is. I fixate on her petite frame, her soft lips, that chocolate brown hair and her smoldering bedroom eyes. Her bare, tawny curves are accentuated in the golden light of the pyres. Kira is absolutely beautiful. And, part of me wonders exactly how grateful she'll be when she's liberated from her gluttonous master. Come on, give me a break. You'd be wondering the same thing too if you were in my position. Just picture it, why don't you? There's Sodoram, smoking from a dozen blaster wounds on his fleshy torso, while I whisk Kira back to my ship. I'll give her a blanket to keep her warm. I'll give her a bath to wash away the evidence of his sweaty touch. I'll take her to my bed and hold her tight. I'll keep her safe. I'll keep her comfortable. I'll keep her free from the monsters. You'd be pretty damn grateful to a dame who did all that, wouldn't you? Hey, boys, I know you're just doing your job.
Please, let her pass.
I apologize for my guards. Their tastes aren't as pronounced as mine. Dana Sakwa, I have watched you ever since you came. Puda, I welcome you to Katabasa.
Hello, handsome.
As you can see, we do not get many females here. And the ones that come very rarely leave. So I ask, what brings someone as Volswadra ravishing as you to my humble palace?
Your charming security chief asked me on the way over. I told him pleasure. But also... business. What?
I think you will find our technology for at your...
Scan at the door, it...
Weapons will not work here. Utaka!
God damn it!
Take her. Lovely body.
No, I...
It will pass soon. Sleep now. And wake. I will teach you the meaning of pleasure in my palace.
I curse myself for letting them take me alive. My wrists are bound over my head, my feet barely touching the floor. I'm in the Grand Chamber, right up close to Sadaram's throne, and before hundreds of his exalted scum. Some time has passed. I can feel it. The fat, lazy cat doesn't seem concerned in the slightest. He smiles at me with those flabby lips as he leans on his mound of pillows. And for the first time in a while, I'm kind of nervous.
What? Where am I? Ah, oh, shit!
Yuki, how nice of you to drop in.
Leave the jokes to me, Porkchop. And the keys to these shackles, if you've got them. And my blaster. And, I don't know, maybe some clearance codes to your best ship? It'd save me a lot of time.
If it is time you hope to save yourself, you can begin by worshipping me as your master and desperately act to please me.
Sounds good. Unlock these shackles and I'll rock your world, baby.
Not yet. Guards, please, relieve her of those clothes.
Wait. Wait, stop. Don't you do this. Fuck you. And fuck you.
Bound her hands to her back and bring her closer to me.
My back sinks into his belly, a warm, greasy bed of lard and perfume. And then he plays with me.
You think I'm just gonna go along with this, you fucking animal?
His ringed hands wrap around my chest, giving my tits a squeeze. And I'm helpless to stop him from holding me like that, from kneading my tits, from pinching my nipples.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
I was expecting him to just get it over with and slip it in, so I could move on to planning my escape. But me? I'm not that lucky.
Ha ha.
He licks and bites my nipples, and he strokes my pussy, using me as he likes in front of his laughing and cheering subjects.
I keep all my rings on this hand, so I can do this.
It's not just that he's enjoying me. He's trying to get me to enjoy him. I'm flushing red, unsure of what would have been better or worse.
Does my tongue deceive me, or are your nipples getting hard in my mouth?
No, no, see? He has to have the satisfaction of seeing me wet, of hearing me moan. Another conquest. That's all I am. He's fucking the bounty hunter who tried to kill him. I'm bragging rights. Another line on his fucking dance card. And as much as I hate to admit it, I'm getting a little turned on. Even with his people watching. Oh, okay. Especially with his people watching. Shame is funny that way, ain't it? Like when you're cold and you're naked, and you run a hot bath, and you step into it. Every part of you doesn't want it. But then you let it burn. And once you slip into it deep, you're drunk on warm bliss.
You fucking suck.
I can feel him rubbing that monster dick on my pussy. Inadvisably, my eyes drift down and see it, thick and green, as warty and vile as the rest of him. He mashes the spongy mushroom head on my slit until I'm slick, until I'm sopping wet. Then he slips inside me. It all happened so fast. Realizing my gun was nulled, waking to his guards who had stripped me bare, and then this. My amber eyes burn into him as my protests go unheard. I know I can't kill him with my glare, but a girl can try, right? He goes in deep, and my inner walls try to force him out as I clench up hard. But he just fucks my tight pussy with slippery ease as the rest of his ingrates cheer him on. He uses every inch of me for his pleasure alone. Bouncing on his lap, my big tits clapping to his thrusts, fucking me like just another sex toy.
Oh, yes! I'm gonna come in you!
Come on my belly or my face or my tits. It's not inside me. No! 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 No!
Prima Nocta, always. Now, take her to the barracks.
What?
They both fucked me at once, those Cruzac guards. In my ass and in my pussy. While the rest of the guards watched and laughed and stroked whatever sex parts happened to get turned on. And most of them in that crowd got a turn. They couldn't let my holes breathe for a minute before another fresh cock took its place. They fought over positions, too. Who had my ass this time? Who had my pussy this time? Who was gonna come on my tongue? Everybody wants to fuck a bounty hunter, see? And every damn one squeezing my tits as they blasted me with their cum. I know why Sodoram had them do this. Of course I do. He wants to break me. He doesn't need my mind. He just needs my rockin' bod.
Safety goals are so tight.
Sodoram, say if we can keep her. Why isn't she talking? Or moving? Get in there, baby girl.
Master Sodoram commands you all back to your post. Targo, you stay. Get girl down.
Yes. You tired, girl? Sodoram hates to hurt pretty girl.
But pretty girl tried kill him. So, punishment, yes. He now offer you out. But you, pretty girl, can stay.
Yes, yes, I'll do anything you ask. For Master, just don't put me through that ever again.
Good, that spirit. Put collar and leash on. Now, pitches make you more presentable, more pretty-like. Then we take you to new Master, yes? Come.
So, what do you think? Welcome to my very own walk of shame. Led on a leash by his stunted little Golbian servant through his main hall. I'm naked save for some scarce gold, some sparklies and silk adornments that do nothing but accentuate my curves. My face is dolled up too, my lips painted a glossy black, my hair clasped into feathered up pigtails. I'm not gonna lie. I looked hot.
Yeah, looking good, gorgeous.
Master Sodoram, ruler of Katabasa, the Chulog, Kruxiak, Borhik, Maraxi, Narn, and Sorex. Destroyer of the Tangradia star system, slaver of Narns, and keeper of the Star of Misery. I present Yuki, the assassin, your new slave.
Yes. She looks lovely. Give me her leash. I am your master now, my lovely new bed companion.
Yes, master, I live to serve and worship you.
Then come here.
Clad in my kinky slave outfit, I lie before his feet. My body splayed over his pillows like some tasty concubine in one of those Iconian burlesque shows. Like I said before, I'd be feeling fuckable as hell if it weren't for the company. My master. The collar rested heavy and tight, reminding me of my status. Stripped of my belongings, my clothes, my freedom, and my agency. A sex slave.
Bring your lips here, slave.
Of course, master.
That is it, Yafushawa. Suck my cock.
Of course, master. So, here I am. The latest slave girl for Sautaram, in the same place where I tried to kill him. Only now I'm chained to his throne so he can show me off. So I can serve him. So I can dance and suck his cock while he commits his evils.
Yes. Finish me off, slut.
But while he tortures flunkies that have failed him and does his slaver work, all with my tongue brushing his shaft, I remember something very, very important. I'm still alive, because I'm human.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, Master. Weak, pretty, and unthreatening. Yuki Space Assassin is a Sadistic Dreamer production, starring Kit Nevada. To support us while accessing hours of exclusive audio and comics, go to subscribestar.com/sadistic-dreamer. Sign up for the $2 tier and you'll get exclusive content. $6 will get you 1 week early access on all content, exclusive and otherwise. And remember to follow us on Twitter at Yuki Space Ass. Yes, Yuki Space Ass. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, kiddies. Sweet dreams.
From the creator of Yuki Space Assassin comes another erotic podcast.
What's a highborn girl doing traveling all by yourself to Atlantis?
Let go of me! Land me! No!
Without a crown, without gold, riches, or even a name, what is a princess to an exotic city of men?
Do you know somewhere hiring girls like me?
There is a place that will take you, girl.
You want to be a whore in service to me?
When I hold on to my past, my pride...
I am a shaman. Are you frightened?
I'm not
a whore.
It's work for the lowest of women.
Desires of men come in many varieties.
Shall we terrain?
Or shall I become something new? Something that was always inside, burning with a desire to be released.
Taking the lead, are we? Those we entertain want pleasure and a surprise.
Show me what you have learned.
How may I please you?
Here, there is prosperity, second chances.
Desert Rose. Now on all podcast platforms or subscribestar.adult. Listener discretion is advised.